Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself in the process. Your host is Lynn Crocker. Each week, Lynn demystifies your brain's processes and shows you how to utilize tools that you already possess to identify habitual thought patterns that are not serving you. You'll hear from Lynn and other industry experts who will help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out. This is all right here on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. This is your host, Lynn Crocker. Today, I'm so excited to have Mary Lohr on my show. Mary is the founder and CEO of Managing Thought, which helps individuals and organizations develop self-awareness and change how they think and conduct business to attain long-lasting success. She is also an internationally recognized thought leader, public speaker, executive mentor, and author of the multiple award-winning book, Managing Thought, Think Differently, Think Powerfully, Achieve New Levels of Success, and the audiobook, Managing Thought, How Do Your Thoughts Rule Your World? By showing others how to manage their thoughts, Mary has helped men, women, and children around the world to take control of their thoughts and enjoy their lives. They have rediscovered what inspires them, reframed their negative thoughts, reclaimed their peace of mind, revitalized their health, and rebuilt their relationships. Today, Mary and I are going to talk about positive thoughts versus powerful thoughts. You see, it's not enough to just say positive things over and over again to yourself. Your words must be powered by passion and enthusiasm. They have to be infused with energy and inspire you to take action. If your thoughts and words are not matched by the energy of positive intention, there is no way you can create what you want. So stay tuned to learn more about the distinction between positive and powerful thoughts while I welcome Mary to the show. So hi, Mary. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Had a nice long weekend, and it's after the 4th, so got some good downtime, which is always nice.
Yes. Great to relax and rejuvenate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I came across your blog, as I often do with people that I have on the show, and thought that your distinction between powerful and positive thoughts was very right on target, because I know a lot of people that I talk to, and to say that thing over and over again, I'm fine, I'm happy, I'm fine, I'm happy, if it's not infused with some kind of something behind it, it's just not creative. So what are those distinguishing characteristics between powerful thoughts and positive ones?
Well, a positive thought can be a powerful thought,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's just a positive thought may or may not work, whereas powerful thoughts will work all the time.
Yeah.
I think one of the key indicators of a powerful thought is that it is true to me. We are all about being true to ourselves, in complete alignment with who we truly are and what we truly wish to create.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm thinking or I'm saying thoughts that are not in alignment, then they're not going to be powerful. They're not going to move me into a direction that serves my purpose. So as an example, there's a lot of folks who learn that positive affirmations, for instance,
mm-hmm.
it will create, because every thought that I have is creating, and it's creating for better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness or health, mm-hmm. individually and collectively. And then we learn that I am is the most powerful thought to put something into creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's, okay, well, now I know that. Then if I want to be happy, then I can state to myself, I am happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm saying I am happy, I am happy, and I'm happy, then that creates happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting. So if I'm in a situation, so let's say I decide I am happy. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm saying I am happy first thing in the morning, last thing at night when I'm in my highest states of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating it throughout the day to have that happen. So then I wake up in the morning and I am happy. And my back hurts, and I'm in incredible pain. Mm-hmm. And then I say, I am happy. And then I go to make my coffee or tea, and the beverage maker doesn't work, and then I say, I am happy. And then I get on the road, and I get cut off 18 times, and I say, I am happy. And then I get to the office, and I delegated something to someone, and then they're not doing it the way I think that they should have done it, and I say, I am happy. And so in that instance, you know, is I am happy going to work? Well, it could. It could work if I have chosen I am happy as my signal, as my intention to bring me to be who I am and what I wish to create in this moment. So if it brings me to create happiness in this moment, no matter what is going on around me, then, yeah, then I am happy works. If my follow-on thoughts are, well, no, you're not happy. You're never going to be happy. When pigs fly, you'll be happy. this, and this has to happen in this order before you could ever be happy. Then I am happy is not true to me. It's not really helping me to create happiness either. So in that instance, it's not going to work. And so a lot of folks, when they're practicing affirmations, and there's clinical studies, lots of clinical studies that show that positive affirmations don't work. And they won't work if I don't believe it, if I don't believe it's possible. If it's something I think I should be doing or I should be thinking, it's not really true to me. If it's something I think I'm not capable of, it's just, it's not going to work.
So isn't so much the matter of the word, because I used I'm happy in the beginning when we were talking as maybe words you wouldn't want to use. But what you're saying is if you don't believe, if the follow-up thoughts to I'm happy are, no, I'm not, this isn't working, blah, blah, then that choice of words isn't working for you because you can identify the positive or the follow-up thoughts are not supporting that statement. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, I am either inspired or I'm not. And inspired is infused with spirit. Inspired means I'm in alignment with who I truly am and what I truly wish to create. And so I'm either inspired or I'm not. And when it's when I'm inspired that I ignite the spark of creativity. And then I start moving in the direction of creating whatever it is. That's when all of the ideas flow. And then I know what to do in what order. And then all of the resources amazingly and miraculously appear. And you know, all of that stuff happens. When I'm inspired. So when I'm thinking a thought, and so I have the thought, and there's the thought initially in my head or in the ethers, then in order for it to become reality, then I say something or do something. And so when I'm saying or doing it, then I can feel it in my body, because now it's gotten into the physical plane. So one of the first steps of self-awareness is noticing how I feel. And when I say feel, I don't necessarily mean emotion, because emotion is a thought in motion. I'm talking about how I feel. And so how I feel physically, because how I feel physically is a key indicator of how I'm thinking and being. And so if I'm paying attention to how I feel, then I notice that, so as an example, if I'm thinking a worry thought or I'm thinking a frustration thought or an anger thought or a less than or compare and compete kind of thought, I mean, any of those kind of thoughts that are not working for me, or if I'm thinking a thought that's really, I think, is a positive thought, I won't feel right when I'm thinking the thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so my heartbeat will be racing. My breaths will be short. Mm-hmm. I could be holding my breath. I'll notice my blood pressure rising. My jaw might be clenched.
Mm-hmm.
My hands clenched or maybe perspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Tension, you know, in my neck or mm-hmm. back, pit of my stomach, you know. I'll feel those kinds of physical things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll feel that when I'm out of alignment. And I could be out of alignment because whatever I'm thinking or saying or doing is not true to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be how I'm thinking the thought that is not true to me. And what I find in most instances is that when people are not thinking powerfully
mm-hmm.
at the essence of the thought, they are in alignment with who they truly are
mm-hmm.
and what they truly wish to create.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they're thinking the thought that is not. So, and so when I pay attention then, I notice how I feel, and then I notice the follow-on thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a thought is powerful, those follow-on thoughts are moving me toward the creation of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not stopping the creation process cold. So I'm getting ideas that are building on it or creating or expanding on it. It's helping, it's soothing, it's encouraging and energizing and inviting
mm-hmm.
and inspiring. You know, that's
yeah.
what's happening. If the follow-on thoughts are stopping the process cold, so they're discouraging, they're de-energizing,
mm-hmm.
they're hurting or harming, excluding, then I know that thought is not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's a bad thought, though.
Okay.
It could be how I'm thinking the thought.
Yeah.
So just as an example, the other day,
mm-hmm.
someone was telling me that they had just gotten news that their father was having cancer.
Mm.
Right, and so was going to do that. And
mm-hmm.
so she was telling me that she couldn't stop worrying,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then she
yeah.
said, I know I shouldn't worry.
Oh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
one, if I'm saying to myself or thinking, I shouldn't worry,
right?
I'm actually focused on the fact that I'm worrying.
Right.
That's not focusing on what I truly wish to create,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, the essence of that worry thought is that she loves her father,
mm.
right?
Yes.
Loving her father is in alignment with who she truly is
mm-hmm.
and what she truly wishes to create.
Mm-hmm.
So in that moment then, when she knows what the essence is, then she can go about creating loving her father.
Hmm.
And so in that moment then when she gets the worry thought, and she'll get them because she's practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced worry thoughts, so
yeah.
she's gotten really good at worrying
mm-hmm.
and mastered them. I mean, we've all mastered all the thoughts that we're thinking today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's going to get them because she's mastered those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it takes a conscious effort and choice and scripting, really,
mm-hmm.
So that when she gets that worry thought, she thanks her brain for sharing the worry thought
mm-hmm.
and then says, thanks, I love my father,
mm.
right?
Yeah.
And then sends her father thoughts of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, of course, love heals everything.
Yeah.
I find that most folks at the essence, it is in alignment with who they are and what they want to create. It's just how they're thinking it
mm-hmm.
is not.
Right.
And, you know, and some folks think they're thinking positively,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're just not thinking positively.
Yeah. So if I was hearing what you're saying, that one of the really key ways to discover if what you are thinking, even though you may be thinking it's a positive thought, to see how it feels in your body, see how your body feels. And I heard what you were saying, that it's feelings and emotions are two different things, and I agree. Emotions are the result of the thoughts you're having. So for the woman whose father is sick, she's saying, I should be thinking positively. Well, that didn't excite her. I should be. So if she was paying attention to her body, she might feel maybe an emptiness or sinking in her stomach or something that's not inspiring. But to come back to the essence, which is that she loves her father, and come up with a different word choice or something that brings out the inspirational energy and energy of love in her. Did I get that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's the thing, you know, when folks discover, and oftentimes we're in a learning mode. Let's say I just learned something, and
mm-hmm.
or they'll say, yeah, I need to be more positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I need to be more positive is the word more, mm-hmm. and the need to is actually creating, is helping them to focus on when they're not positive,
mm-hmm.
and so that's not creating positivity.
Mm-hmm.
If they're saying something like, a lot of people say, well, I need to stop thinking negative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
or I need to be less stressed,
mm-hmm.
that's not the same as focusing on being at peace,
mm-hmm.
and creating the intention around being at peace.
Mm-hmm.
So it really comes down to always, you know, am I inspired or not? And inspiration comes about when my mind, body, and spirit are completely aligned. I'm in alignment with who I truly am and what I truly wish to create.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stop and I notice and I wonder what it is I truly wish to create.
Hmm. Yeah, it has a whole different energy to it. And I know that one size does not fit all. So if somebody's saying, I get to do this, I choose to do this, that may not be inspiring for them. They may choose other words. So something that works for me and inspires me and gets me out of bed, roaring forward on the day, may not do that for somebody else.
Yeah, and that's what self-awareness is all about,
mm-hmm.
because a thought could work for everyone you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not work for you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It could work for me on every day of the week, and it does not work for me today.
Mm-hmm.
It could work for me all the way up until I'm 50 years old, and then it no longer serves me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the interesting thing, because we are always, always in the process of creating the next version of the highest vision of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're always in that process.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, when I'm noticing how I feel, there is always a moment when I am no longer in alignment with my next highest vision,
mm-hmm.
because it's time for the new vision.
Hmm.
And many of us, we've taught ourselves to criticize and judge ourselves at that point,
mm-hmm.
when actually that's a moment of celebration, because it is time now for the next vision. And so I noticed that.
That's great. That realization. So because life is always dynamic, always changing. There's always new opportunities to respond the same way, respond differently. We're always growing. We're always changing. So if I've been saying one of my things is when I get up in the morning, you know, what beautiful thing is going to happen to me today, or what wonderful thing is going to happen, and that creates that sense of excitement and wonder for me. And if I get to a point tomorrow or a couple years from now where I wake up and that is no longer inspiring me and driving me to get up and create a beautiful, wonderful day, then I would look for another choice of words that would bring that back up into me and view that change as growth. Moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example, let's say that someone is in a situation that they really want to change themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they have much fear.
Yeah.
So, and when it comes down to it, I mean, it's either fear or inspiration. You know,
right,
One or the other. Okay. So they're feeling great fear for it. And so then if they're saying, I am whatever it is, so I am changing,
mm-hmm.
and so they say that, and their follow-on thoughts are, I can't do this, this scares the heck out of me, mm-hmm. I'm not able to do it, blah, 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 blah. So it's not going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
even though I am is the most powerful way to think. And so mm-hmm. in that moment, I am willing to change could work,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Or I'm committed to change, or it's important to me that I change. I wonder how I could change.
Mm.
Those are other ways to state it.
Mm-hmm.
Then at some point, they could move to I am changing.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, they'll just wake up, and they won't feel in alignment, and it'll be time to change what it is that they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just kind of how it works. So we're always in the process of creating that next version of the highest vision of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we notice the thoughts that are moving us in a direction toward what inspires us.
Okay. I like that. I wonder how. That one resonates with me. When we were talking before, I was sharing something that I was working on, and I made the statement, I don't know how I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and you coached me and said, change it to, I wonder how. And that just opened my mind.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Incredible.
And that's one of those examples where the essence of what you want is to be curious, and you want
mm-hmm.
to know. You've recognized that there's something that you wish to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying, I don't know what
mm-hmm.
it is,
yeah.
is stopping the process cold. The follow-on thoughts are, so, and it depends on the person. It could
yeah.
be, so I'm not even going to bother to try, or,
right.
well, I'll do that next year, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is. Everyone has their different follow-on thoughts. It's just none of them are moving me toward the creation
mm-hmm.
of it. So wonder is just the most amazing
mm-hmm.
Tool that we have available to us, because we're here to create.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm relying on my brain, and so a lot of folks will be saying, I need to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get my answers. I wonder,
yeah.
you know, well, they'll say, I wonder what I should do with my life, which is not really wonder.
Right.
Okay. That's really criticizing
yeah.
what their life is right now. So when they're saying things in that way, they're not going to get their answers.
Mm-hmm.
When I wonder what it could be, and when I say wonder, the eyes are wide open, just like when we were 5 years old.
Mm, yeah.
You know, the forehead is open,
mm-hmm.
sense of adventure.
Mm.
Because the other way, I'm relying on my brain, and my brain only has the past in it.
Right, yes.
Creation does not come from my brain. Creation
mm-hmm.
comes from wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wonder, that invites the true me to play.
Yeah.
And then I receive ideas. Now, to me, ideas and thoughts are not the same.
Hmm.
Inspiration and a thought is not the same.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. What do you mean by they're not the same?
Well, inspiration is something that comes from within.
Mm, okay.
Thoughts are more coming from the brain.
Mm-hmm, I see. So inspiration
yeah.
comes from the spirit, and thoughts come from the brain, which is limited in its
yeah.
capacity. To
well, create. It's all that's in there is experiences
right.
from our past.
Yeah.
And what we've learned.
Right, and projections on the future based on the past. And so, yeah, there isn't really a whole lot of creativity in there. And then saying, I don't know something, I can feel how that just cuts it off, because then the universe is saying, you don't know? Okay, you don't know. you
yeah.
made your statement, and we're going to abide by that, because again, the universe doesn't have a sense of positive and negative, or can't interpret really what you mean. It just reads your vibration, and if the vibration of the words, I don't know, cuts things off, then it's going to cut off any creativity or any kind of input that you can get.
Well, I want to go, there's a couple points to play with here.
Mm-hmm.
So one was earlier when you were talking about getting out of bed and wondering
mm-hmm.
and how that really works for you, and I could hear it in your voice. I could feel your eyes lighting up. and our eyes lit is the key indicator
mm-hmm.
that I am in the zone and I am in alignment.
Yeah.
Right? So my eyes are lit. There is a big difference between inspiration and motivation.
Mm.
And motivation is force. And that's the reason that we have to continue to motivate ourselves,
mm-hmm.
because it's force which creates ultimately an equal and opposite reaction. So it's a very short-term mm-hmm. kind of results.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration comes from within and is infinite.
Okay.
And so it's a very different kind of experience. So when you're waking up and you're in a state of wonder, and I think that you said, I wonder
what wonderful things, what beautiful things are going to happen to me. I like that word, beautiful.
Yeah, what beautiful things are going to happen to me today. That's great. You did it in plural, which keeps it open.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful things could happen to me. Could opens it up as well.
Okay.
Though just the way you were saying it, though, it really, you know, felt wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, so full of wonder. Okay. The other thing is this concept of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this one's a little deep.
Okay. Actually, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
We're getting pretty close on time, so I would
okay.
love if you can come back next week and continue on that thought.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
That works for you? Okay, good. Yeah, it sounds like there's going to be some really meaty information in there, and I don't want to cut it short into 2 minutes to try to fit into our 30-minute time slot. So if you can just hold on 1 second, I'm going to go ahead and sign off with listeners for today. So listeners, I'm going to have Mary back next week. As you just heard, we're going to continue this really interesting conversation of that distinction between positive and powerful thoughts. She's going to dive into some conversation about the universe, which is one of my favorite topics of the workings of the universe. So just be sure to tune in next week. Before we sign off this week, I want to let you know that Mary's website is managingthought.com. She has some really great products on there, a couple of the books that I talked about in the beginning with the Managing Thought hard copy, the audio book. Just a ton of information on there. We're going to talk in more detail next week about the actual product she has. She has a Mindfulness Monday program, which just seems great, a thankfulness companion guide for the Managing Thought book. So please check out her website, managingthought.com, for her products. And we'll sign off for this week, and thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. Tune in next Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time to hear more from Lynn and her guests. If you want to re-listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them at createyourrealityradio.com or createyourreality.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.